Good evening. Very happy Mother's Day weekend to all of you. We'll be having a special blessing off after the homily for our mothers. And this includes those who are past mothers who have lost children. And as we, in a particular way, we remember those of us who have lost our mothers. It includes expectant mothers, and I think in a special way, future mothers. I remember on Mother's Day, my mom would always get gifts for my sisters. Not that they were mothers yet, but because of the vocation that they would likely be called to. And every woman, no matter whether she chooses marriage or celibacy, is called to be a wife and mother. In our first reading, we hear about the virtue of listening. And a good mother, I believe, is a good listener. It's one of the things I enjoyed about my own mother growing up is that she was always a good listener. She would sit down and let you talk things out, you know. And it's not that Dad wasn't, but that she had a particular gift of being able to make you feel like you were understood, right? And so why do so many children, even male adults, go back to their mothers to talk to them? Sometimes to the displeasement of their wives. Because God has given you, ladies, a very special gift. To not only listen, but to understand, to empathize. A good listener requires, in reflecting on this first reading today, two things. Number one, listening to God first. You can't listen to somebody else well unless you know what it's like to listen to the Creator. And I've shared with you before the story of Elijah, who went up on the mountain to see God. And he came out of his cave, and there was lightning, and there was thunder, and there was an earthquake, and there was a howling wind, and God was not present in any of it. And then it said that there came a small whisper, and then God came by. You cannot be a good listener unless you quiet your lives down enough to listen to God through prayer and silence. Once we've learned to be good listeners to God, then we can be good listeners to each other. I still feel guilty about one day when I was over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton as an associate, and I'd had the early mass that morning and felt so tired. The room was hot, the lights were dim, and I'm sitting across from some person that I'm supposed to be giving spiritual direction to, and my eyes just keep falling and falling and falling, and I keep nodding and nodding and nodding. And not the kind of nodding that says, I understand what you're saying, but the kind of nodding that says, I'm falling asleep on you. And I remember the look that person had on their face, like, Father, do you even care? At other times, I'll sit in my office, say absolutely nothing to that person, and they'll say, Father, you're such a good listener. And in the back of my mind, sometimes I want to say, well, you didn't let me get a word in edgewise. When I'm doing marriage prep with couples, one of the activities that we go through is an exercise of what is called active listening. And the one of the spouses will share something with the other spouse. Maybe it's something they wish they would change or do differently or understand. But that's not good listening. The other half of that exercise is that the spouse has to then repeat back in their own words their understanding, not just the words, but their understanding of what the spouse just told them they wish they would do for them. We call it active listening. That we repeat back not just the words, but a depth of understanding. And that's something that mothers have a great gift for. I could tell Mom something, and she wouldn't just repeat it back to me. She'd go on for the next hour about how I felt and do a pretty good job of it. We can enact this in our own lives. We need to enact this even here in this Mass. You hear the words of Scripture today, but number one, were you listening enough to even know what they said? And number two, could you repeat them back? Number three, could you demonstrate an understanding? And one of the ways to even do that, even in a small way, is on the car ride home or the car ride to dinner after Mass tonight, to have the discussion. What did you find most interesting about the readings tonight? Or what did you understand about the homily tonight? Particularly important to do this with your children. You know, it's always funny when I get to the end of the intercessions here after the homily, and I say, through Christ our Lord, and you all say, yeah, that's exactly right. We're really well trained that when the priest says, through our Lord Jesus Christ who lives and reigns forever and ever. Right. Because you're trained. You know that one. But if we're actively listening, we know that, hey, the priest has been doing this whole Lord, hear our prayer thing, and now he's changed it up and he's saying the final prayer. When we get to that part in the Mass and I say, through Christ our Lord, you guys should say what?
Amen.
That's pitiful. It doesn't demonstrate active listening. And guys, this isn't a problem here at church. This is a problem in our lives. It's a problem in our marriages. It's a problem in our relationships with our children. That we demonstrate not just being present, not just hearing words, but actively listening and demonstrating understanding. The other thing that I find that mothers are extremely good at is caring for the needs of others. It, particularly, as our gospel says, by loving as God loves. I remember in fifth grade, I'd come to a new school, and I was very excited when a friend in fifth grade invited me over to spend the night one night. And after spending the night, we woke up, you know, late the next morning and went upstairs. And I remember going into the family room where the kid's mom was, and he asked, I was like, do you have anything for breakfast? And, you know, I was hungry. And she's like, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And that can happen, but we weren't in a poor household or anything. She just didn't think to provide anything for her guests. Now, my mom went to the other extreme. If somebody came over to our house to spend the night, they had to have a bed, even if it included kicking one of the other children out of them. And the next morning, she'd be up cooking bacon and eggs and biscuits and pancakes and the whole works. Now, in which one of those situations do you feel most loved? You see, mothers have this particular gift to nurture and to care and to anticipate the needs, the wants, and the desires of others. In our second reading, it says, gives us this command to love one another. And it's really easy, parents, children. It's very easy to say, I love you. But it takes a sacrifice to demonstrate it. It means so much more when you care for the needs of others and do your best to anticipate those needs, particularly by your self-gift. Did my mom on Saturday morning have to get up a little bit early to start cooking? Yeah. And she's no saint. I'm not here to canonize her, unless she's here. But when we make those little sacrifices to show our love for one another, it means so much more. No greater love is there than this, than to give your life for the sake of another. As we celebrate this weekend, our mothers, mothers that we have lost, that we are blessed to have, the gift of motherhood, and the many young women here who await motherhood. Motherhood serves not just as a challenge for us, but also a reflection on how God loves. Are you following this same example of motherhood? To not just be present to people, not even just to listen to people, but to demonstrate an understanding for people. And secondly, to love not just for your own benefit, not even just to love for others, but to give your very life in love for the sake of another.